I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
morning, everyone. God bless each and every one of you. I'm telling you, my God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I know for sure that you will continue and rejoice in it. We just thank God for this morning. Amen. It's the end of time. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing, amen, for us ministering team, amen, to be back over here with you in the morning time, Eastern Standard Time, United States of America. It just takes the time to where God will put you on a rest and tell you, just say, hey, you need to just take a break. You got to understand that your body is still human, amen. You're not fully in your glorified body, amen. So all the ones that is pressing hard in the ministry, just pressing hard, doing different things, not making any excuses because your life, my God, is busy. But at the end of the day, you executing ministry, you're pushing towards the fullest, amen. God bless you, amen. And it comes to the time to where you have to use wisdom, amen. But we just thank God for who he is, and we just give him the glory. And we just want to send shout outs and prayers and thank you, amen, to our international listeners all over the world. It is a blessing. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in, and you for stepping in, my God, with the ministry broadcast, amen. You keeping on and keeping on. I thank our brothers and sisters in Norway, United Kingdom, amen. They are not new to this, amen. They really and truly understand. Been with us, my God, since 2014. God bless you all, amen. And we just thank God, God, for our brothers and sisters in South Africa. God bless you, Canada. It's always a blessing. Fiji, thank God for you all as well. And brothers and sisters all over the world, we just give God the glory, and we just magnify his holy name. I'm telling you right now, you better keep on pushing. You better keep on going. I'm telling you right now, don't you lose no steam. You better get some strength from somewhere. The Bible declares that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I declare it and decree it, my God Almighty, today that it will be so. And you're going to keep on pushing on and pushing on, amen. And you will do it without no apology for anybody, amen. So we just give God the honor, and we're going to give God the glory for who he is, amen. And we just thank him, and we constantly lift him up, amen. And we just shoot a, send out a shout out and prayers, amen. And we just thank God, and I want everyone all over the world, keep my daughter lifted up, Felicia Turner, amen. My God Almighty, and I just want to tell her family, I just want to tell my God, different ones that know her, the word of the Lord came to me last night to say she will push through this. She will get through this. Amen. And I declare it and decree it. And once God gives the answer, I'm going to stand on what God says. Amen. Regardless of what, my God, it may look like or what it may seem like, she's going to get through it. Amen. And we just give God the glory, and we lift him up. Saints of God, amen. Are you ready to execute this week? Are you ready to execute, my God Almighty, and ready to walk into your blessing? I know you are, amen. I know you're ready. I know you're ready for your executive meeting, for you to keep going and forth into the things of God. Well, we're not going to belong the time anymore. We're going to go ahead and call our prayer up this morning, my God Almighty. Minister Shaquita, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and once again, we'd like to thank you guys again for joining us, and we would like to thank God this morning for once again sitting with us at our executive meeting this morning, and God put in my spirit this morning, he wanted us to, we got to speak life into our situation and speak life into existence. So this morning, I declare and decree that over our entire life this morning, God, that we are courageous, oh God. We are determined, oh God. May we be unstoppable, oh God. May we be victorious, oh God. May we know that we are loved, oh God. May we know that we are gifted, oh God. May we know that we are anointed, oh God. May we know that we are blessed, oh God. May we know that we are successful, oh God. May we know, God, that we are healed, oh God. May we know that we are beautiful, God. May we know we are made whole in you, oh God. May we know that we are covenanted, oh God, in you, oh God. May we know that we are forgiven on you and God, oh God. May we know that we are generous in you, oh God. May we know when we are strengthened in you, O God. May we know that we are well able in you, O God. May we know we are favored in you, O God. May we know, God, we are lifted in you, O God. May we know that we are victorious in you, O God. We are favored, God. We are glorious in you, O God. That we know that we have mercy in you, O God. That we have total healing in our spirit, God, in our body, God, in our mind, in our soul, O God. May we know that we are one with you, O God. And we continue to walk with you, God, with this renewed spirit in you, O God. May you continue to lift us up, O God, and let us know that this faith, O God, that you are able, O God, that you do a renewal, O God, in our body, O God. You will do a renewal in our spirit, O God. It's you, O God. Just turn to you, O God. We know that you are the way, O God. You're the truth and the light, O God. We love you, God, for this day forward, God. We march towards your light, God. We march to the beat of your drum, God, God. We hear you, O God. We turn our ear gates off, God, to the things that are not of you, O God, but we return the ear gates on to the things that are of you, God. We're truly walking to you, God. We will truly walk and walk into your light, O God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. In your name, O God, we spread your word. We spread your life. We walk and walk and live a life of you, O God. It's truly of you, O God. We thank you, God. We are predestined for this life, O God. Truly, God, we choose this, O God. We walk with you. In your name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We give, my God, evangelist, my God, thank you for ministers. Thank you for that prayer. We just thank God. Amen. I want somebody just touching and agree. Amen. I want you to touch and agree. Matter of fact, I want you to go ahead and touch and agree, not for yourself at this moment, but touch and agree for something in somebody else. I truly believe through your touching and agreeing, because this power lies inside of you. I declare and decree that before this year out, you're going to tap in to the very essence that is inside of you. I dare you by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you begin to touch and agree, my God Almighty, not with pastor, not with the minister, but touch and agree with the Holy Ghost that is inside of you and begin to speak life in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty. Speak life to come out of you in the name of Jesus. I dare you to begin to go ahead all over the world to speak life in your situation, speak life and prophesy over your condition, over, my God, you. I dare you in the name of Jesus that it's going to, it is so in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost that it is so, my God Almighty. Your situation is just a situation, but it's not a situation that going to overcome you. You're going to overcome it because there's power that is inside of you. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. We just give God the glory, my God, this morning, for he is, my God, worthy to be praised. Somebody could give him, my God, a morning Eastern Standard Time praise. Some of you probably be in the afternoon time, some of you probably be in the evening time, but whatever your time frame may be, it's nothing wrong. Just taking a moment, my God, with your brothers and sisters all over the world, and just give him a, my God Almighty, praise. We just thank God for who he is. Amen. My God, and he is worthy to be praised. God bless you all. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm getting geared up. God downloading things inside of me. Amen. To be a blessing to the peoples of God. We want to be a blessing to you. We're going to be a blessing to you. Many of you, you just get ready. We want to be a blessing to each and every one of you, peoples of God. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I'm telling you, my God, I'm telling you, before evangelist elect get ready to come on, amen, next week, amen, I want to be in a revival with you. We're going to have a live broadcast revival. I want to be in a revival with you, amen. It's going to be me, you, and an apostle, me, you, pastor, amen. My God Almighty, it's not going to be nobody else going to come on. We're going to do it. ABM family going to do it, and we're going to be in revival with you, my God, 8 p.m. I want to make sure you get in for work, you settle down, and the last thing that we're going to have before you go to sleep over here Eastern Standard Time, amen, that you, my God, been revived. I want to revive many of your spirits. I want to lift many of you up, amen, because I knew this year it done took the blow, it done took the hit. Some of you, my God, you're still going through it, and it's still punching at some of you, but I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty, these last couple of more weeks in this year, you finna turn around and I'm going to push you, I'm going to scratch you, I'm going to thrust you. If I have to drag you, we're going to do what we got to do, my God, for you could turn it around in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is so. And it will declare, we declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to each one of your prayer life. I prophesy, my God Almighty, to your walk. I prophesy to your worship. I prophesy, my God Almighty, to your loyalty and faithfulness with God. I'm telling you right now that it will and it is going to be revived in the name of Jesus. Don't get me started. I feel like jumping right on in it right away. Amen. But nevertheless, we just give God the glory, amen, and I'm going to turn, my God Almighty, on over to Evangelist Elect. God bless you, Evangelist Elect.
God bless you, Apostle, and everyone under the sound of this cricket voice. I'm going to sit and tell you, I had to let Satan know you're not going to take my voice, because I know that God has a work for us in ministry to do. So I decree and declare this morning that my voice will come out clear and strong, and the word of God shall come forth. I decree it and I declare it right now. I decree and I declare strength in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare clarity in the name of Jesus. And as God says, as Jesus said, it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, the song that came on this morning, I was listening to it because one thing for the last couple of days that has been resonating in my spirit is about believing. A lot of things does not manifest in our lives or in our prayer lives because we have to ask the question, do we truly believe? Do we truly believe the words that are coming out of our mouths? Do we truly believe that God is who he says he is? Do we truly believe that we are victorious in Christ? Do we truly believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us? Are we in a place that we really and really and really believe? See, we can sit and say a lot of things, but it all boils back down to when you go before God, the things that you're talking about, the things that you're saying, do you first believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can, is that word believe, does it turn into an action word, or is it just sitting there as a noun, just sitting there as a place? Or are you actively doing it? Is your mind in a place where when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, have you moved everything out of the way and renewed and asked the Holy Spirit to renew your mind? Have you moved everything out of the way and asked God to create in you a clean heart? Have you moved everything out of the way and made Jesus Christ the head of your life? Have you moved everything out of the way and repented and received salvation? Because we have to be in a place. In order for us to receive, I'm talking about, I want to use the script, go to the scripture this morning. It's Mark 11:24, and the NIV version says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours. And I'm going to read that again. It says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's what Jesus said. Those words came from Jesus, saying if we believe, whatever you ask for. And so that's why I came on the way that I did, because, see, one thing about me, sometimes I have a little doubt in my spirit about things that have went on and lingered so long. And I had to go back. That, I mean, the Holy Spirit, it's like the Spirit just pushed me and said, listen, you keep saying that these things are going to happen, but because it has not manifested yet, you become a little doubting Thomas. You get to a place where you yourself is your worst enemy because you are not truly believing. So I had to stretch out before the Lord and ask him, Father, expose to me the areas where I'm having doubt. Expose to me the things that I'm not truly believing. He said, look in the mirror. Because there's times that you do things that you don't even believe in yourself. You just sitting there going through the actions. You just going through it. You just sitting there letting different things come out of your mouth. And you're not truly believing me. You're not truly, why? Because you don't believe fully in yourself. And when we get to, how do we get to a place where we truly believe in self? We have to, everything goes back to the man in the mirror. Everything goes back to self-identity. Everything goes back to self-image. Everything goes back to your characteristics and being in a place to allow them to be exposed and then moved out of the way. See, once we identify the different things that may be hindering us, that's keeping the Holy Spirit from occupying space in our mind, our heart, our spirit, and our soul, and then we can surrender it and move out of the way, then that means that we die. We are dying because it's still a process. We are dying to self, and we are now allowing the Holy Spirit to activate and move into the place and the space that it so rightfully supposed to be. And once you start dying to self, your heart's desire, you come off of yourself, and then you start putting things that you know that will that God, you start putting godly things in position. Your heart's desire is no longer the desires of the flesh, but it starts turning into the desires of the Spirit. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. And as you're doing that, scales are falling off of you, and you're starting to see things manifest a little more in your life, and that gives you the opportunity to sit. And once you start seeing things, it gives you the opportunity to say things are getting better. Things are now getting better because you have moved self out of the way. You've allowed the Holy Spirit to occupy its dwelling place in your heart, its dwelling place in your mind, its dwelling place in your spirit, its dwelling place in your soul. And things start, as the song says, things start to get better. And then when you start praying for things, see, we get to a place, Apostle, that we look for the big things. Automatically, we automatically go to the big things. We looking for big things. We don't want to take the little baby steps and see the baby steps manifest in our life. We want to automatically go to the big things in life. And then when those big things don't come to play, because we are not in our rightful position, we still holding the position of self, then we get to a place where we say that God is not who he say he is. We get to a place where we are not decreeing and declaring and prophesying over our lives that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We get to a place where we refuse to believe that if we spoke to a mountain, that mountain could move, because this is what God has given. This is the authority that God has given to us. And I want to sit and say today, we all, me, you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, have to get to a place where we remove ourselves and take on and allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide. So once you start speaking these things, once you start taking steps into these things, those mountains, they may not move overnight. They may even just go over to the curb just a little bit, but as you walk a little bit more steps, it may try to come back in your way, but that makes your step get a little bit harder, and you start stomping on whatever that certain situation is because you believe that you have the authority to do so. You believe that you have the ability to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Once you get into that position, your heart's desire, because God says that he will grant your heart's desire. But see, we have to activate the belief, and that belief goes into the trust, and the trust goes into the faith. And it may be, I may be saying it wrong for you, but I'm telling you how I know that I have to be in a place where God just wipes everything out of the way and start everything over fresh with me so I can make sure that I'm in the right place that he has predestined me to be. I'm taking the right steps that he has already set out for me, because we know that he orders our steps if we're in a place where we are allowing Jesus Christ to be our lordship. So I sit and say to you today, write you a list. I keep telling you all, I'm a writer. Write a list of things that puts you in a place that makes you not believe in yourself, that puts you in a place, feel like that I may not be worthy of this, that puts you in a place that sit and say, I'm handicapped in this area, because that's what it is. It's a handicap. When you handicapped in this area and you feel like you can't move forward, that is doubt. It's doubt. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care how you spell it. I don't care if you look it up and you don't agree with it. It's doubt. Because, see, God has given us, he, Jesus, has spoken whatever we pray for, and we believe it is ours. And we know that, first of all, God's words never come back voided. We know, because Jesus was an example of himself, we know that there were pioneers in the Bible that went through certain things, and they came back. They may have not reaped the benefits, but the generations after them may have reaped the benefits, but they went through the warfare. They went through the fire. They went through the water. They went through everything that they needed to do because they believed in God. They died to self. Let's look at Abraham. Abraham gave up every single thing and did not know where he was going, but he kept it moving because he had developed a relationship, a knowing of who God was. So therefore, he believed in God. He believed in himself. He believed that even though he did not see these things, even though he was old in age, he may have been crippled, he may have been broke down, he may have had all type of diseases. But guess what? He believed. He believed. And why did he believe? Because he had a true, genuine relationship with God. He had then surrendered himself, everything unto God, and sat and said, I'm not Abraham, so I can't say that this is what, but if I was Abraham at that time, I'm going to sit and say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you because I know the relationship that we have. I know, Father, if I just try to do things on my own, that I'm going to mess it up. I know. And see, that's where that belief come in. That's that belief. That belief turns into faith. That belief turns into an action word. Instead of you sitting and feeling down on yourself, you got to remember who you are in Christ. You have to remember that God loves you so much that he sacrificed his only begotten son. You have to remember that God created this world so you, I, and everybody else that you see around you could live in it. And as we live in it, we have the things of life, that our hearts desire. But we do realize that we have to go through some things. We do realize that we got to die to self. We do realize that self, flesh, has to come up under subjection. We do realize that we have to have a renewed mind. We do realize that we have to have a relationship with God. And not only do we have to have that relationship, we have to maintain that relationship. We have to stay in the center mass, the heart, the circle, right there, that bullseye of God, and stop being in there today and then tomorrow you into another place because you lack yourself, because you refuse to believe in yourself, because you refuse to self-surrender to God and leave self out of the way. Apostle, I don't know if you can come on in and expound on this word. I truly appreciate it.
Amen. You know, the bottom line is, you know, if you don't remove self out of the way, and this is what happened to a lot of people, you know, with the blessings of the Lord and with the things of God and what God is going to do. One thing about God, he's not going to get into a tug of war with you. If that's what you want, that's what you see, and that's how you see it. That's why scripture declares that, you know, you will be turned over to like a reprobate mind. So, in other words, that's a person that with so much of self, and God said, I tell you what, you have it. You know, that's basically saying you have it. And that's a dangerous place to be in when a person is just so self-isolated, so self-absorbing, you know. And I see it's a lot of times the symptoms becomes when a person always, you know, they always see the Lord show me, the Lord show me, the Lord show me this, the Lord told me this, told me this, told me this, but yet you're still going down the wrong direction. You're still going down the wrong path. You still have the wrong outcome. The outcome doesn't be so good that comes out. That's a self-absorbed person to where it on leaped over into the spiritual part of them to where they have their direction. And that's a very dangerous place for people to be in. And, you know, and that's a very dangerous area when you deal with self. That was the most. When you start dealing with self and you're self-absorbing and all that, now you're dealing with a spirit that is connected to Lucifer. And I want you to understand that. A lot of people say, well, ain't Satan and Lucifer the same thing? No, they two different. One was a title, and the other one got stripped of this title. So one was Lucifer. Lucifer was the angel that was in heaven, and he was and he came and he started getting into himself. You know, he was self-absorbing. He felt as though he could handle this. He could do this. He got this. You know, the Lord don't know what he's doing. You're hearing from the wrong thing and all that. You're going the wrong direction. And all this kind of stuff here is self-absorbing. That's a nature of Lucifer. That's a nature, you know, of the devil, straight up of the devil. And that's what got him kicked out of the heaven. It wasn't because God couldn't overthrow him and God couldn't put him out. You got to understand, God created everything, you know, even the things of it. But a self-absorbent individual is a worse individual pretty much to deal with, to talk to. So that's why, you know, so many people, you know, they get themselves caught up into a lot of things, and it's not because of the enemy, even though your symptoms are different things that is happening in your life. It is connected to the enemy because that's what the self-absorbent is. And I thank God for the other session that he gave us the other Sunday where he calls, you know, begin to declare that we be delivered for self-afflicted judgment, self-afflicting different things that happen within ourselves. And that's a spirit that many people do not lock into to know that there's a very dangerous one, because it is a characteristic of Lucifer, not a characteristic of Satan, not the characteristic. Satan got a whole bunch of other characteristics once he got kicked out of heaven, but it's a characteristic of Lucifer. This is a character that God could not withstand in heaven, and it's also a character that if you are not careful, you can be influenced. It's a character that it will influence you to go this way, go that way. Now you are messed up, and you are not receiving the things from God. You thinking wrong. I don't seen it happen so many times, especially in the body of Christ, to where people done they don't jump off the bandwagon for their purpose, for their destiny, because of self and self-influence from others, even their self. Amen? And that's one thing that the enemy, that he could control. He said, if I could get you to rely or see things for yourself and be self-absorbent, he could get your mind. The first thing he want to accomplish is your mind. And what is that? You know, how you could get a person in their mind, let the person know that, hey, you got this by yourself. You could do this by yourself. It was you that did this. It was your prayers. It was you did this. I did this. I did this. All that kind of stuff, absorbing stuff. And now you're going to begin to branch away and begin to lead away. You got to understand something, say something, God. My God, it's a blessing that where God done place things in your life, place people in your life, connect to people and everything. I need everything that God placed in my life. I need everybody that placed in God in my life. Amen. And you got to realize that everything in life is in the process. Amen. Don't let these folks come and influence you, or nobody to come and tell you. Even you begin to rely on different things within yourself and not of the word of God. Amen. Don't allow that stuff to come, because you're going to begin to move into areas and move into places. Amen. To where it's not even the time, or it's self-afflicting, you going down the wrong path. One thing about the enemy, he'll show you a beautiful road. He'll show you a nice area, night, all this kind of stuff here, but you best believe as you keep getting deeper in, amen, things will change on you, amen. Do things honestly in the right way, amen. Do things. Don't get upset when people that God has in your life that tells you the truth and try to tell you, hey, you're drifting and different things like that. Don't be so caught up in self to where you don't need nobody. I don't need no answer. I don't need this. You know, I know which way I need to go. I know which way I need to go. My God, come on. You know, let's not do that. Amen. Because all you're going to do, find yourself deeper, deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Amen. Into situation. I want you blessed. God wants you blessed. Amen. But it's not something that is given. It's something that you have to earn. And that's something that people have to understand, that your life that you live, amen, will earn you the blessings that God has for you. I want you to be able to begin to walk into the different things. Amen. And walk into the things of God and understand that it's a process to get there. Don't think that you're going to hit the microwave and put a dinner in there and hit a microwave for 2 minutes and boom, it's all going to happen. No, 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 no. Not this walk here. Amen. It's not microwave or instance. Amen. It's a process. And the process, my God, it's not because God's trying to torture you. No, the process is on you. How long the process going to be, it's going to take you. Because when we say process, when I say process, it's a development. God is developing you. He's delivering you. He's getting you to mature, amen, for what he has for you, amen. But if self in a way and you try to see things for yourself, guess what? The process is going to take so much longer. So many people is in the process for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, amen, because why? They have not realized that it been their self in the way, and they need to remove their self out of the way to let God do what he needs to do. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And it goes, the ending part, let go and let God. Let go and let God. God, Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans that he has for you. He knows the plans that he has for you. He knows it. That means it was already predestined. So, that, yes, trust the process. trust God. Trust his word. Trust, I thank God for the people that he has placed in my life. Because you know what? They hold you accountable. They hold an accountability. Takes you a long way. It makes you a responsible person. And that responsibility takes you into structure. My life for the majority of my grown years been all over the place. My past speaks for itself. But once I made a conscious decision to not let nothing separate me. Hear what I'm saying, say, not let nothing separate me from the love of God. I made that conscious decision. So that means that people, places, and things had to move out of my way by any means necessary. It didn't matter, and it still don't matter who it is, because, see, I realized that God loves me. I realized that God has me in a blessed place, and he has more blessings for me. I realized that. I realized that God will put people around you. Pete, I'm not talking about people. Can I talk to somebody that's going to be in your amen corner when you're wrong? I'm not talking about people that's going to keep you up throughout the night and gossip and tell you about this person and tell you about this person. I'm talking about people that's going to help. If you call and ask for a business plan, they're going to help you with a business plan. I'm talking about people, if you call and asking because you're trying to get up in life about stocks and bonds, you able to talk about stocks and bonds and lead a little minor stuff around. I'm not talking about mediocre people. I'm talking about people that have made a conscious decision that God, Jesus, is the head of their life, and they going to live for God. For God, they die. That's what I'm talking about. But people that's going to give you constructive criticism, but it's through love, and you don't take it the wrong way because you realize they are connected to the vine and they branches still growing on that vine. That's what I'm talking about. See, we, again, self get in the way, and we get in our attitudes. And our neck get to rolling, our eyes get to rolling. I don't know who they talking to. I don't know why they think they better than me. Well, let me tell you something. This may hurt a couple of people's feelings. They are in God's eyesight at this point in time while he's steady blessing people. Because, see, when you get into a place where you choose God over man, God over everything else, and you realize that he has a work for you, and no matter how much that work gonna pull you to the left, today you may go to the left, tomorrow you may go to the right, but the bottom line is you still attached to God. You still in a place where God is the head. You still connected to that vine. It ain't about Evangelist Elect Nita no more. It's about the vine and me being connected to the vine and the branches that are on that vine. And so if one of the other branches on that vine come and sit and say, look, my sister, you ain't doing things right. Let me just help you here in this situation. And then they sit and say, okay, but guess what? I got to prune you a little bit. Then that's what you're going to walk in. That's what you're going to receive, because that means that now you are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, because you've died to self and you're in an area now where you're able, you want to prosper. You're in an area now that when you pray, your heart's desire is being heard. You're in an area now that you're being watered and you're now flourishing. And your prayers can be answered. You can reap the benefits of life. You can reap the promises that God has already predestined us to have. You can reap the love of God. You can reap the joy of God. You can reap the peace of God. Because, see, you have been pruned. You have been put into a place where you have had to start over a little bit, but you're not starting over and being attached to that vine. I go back to the what I originally said, believing. Get out of your old, ugly, wicked, however ways. It may not even be wickedness. It may be that you are in a place that you've allowed depression just to weigh you down. You may be in a place where you've let hurt, a broken heart, to keep you in that place of brokenness. You may be in a place that somebody just have done you so wrong that you cannot forgive them. But I sit and say today, all of that stuff stops your beliefs. All of that stuff hinders your faith. It hinders your trust. It hinders everything that God has for you. Come up out of that place. Die to self. Get connected. Stay connected to the vine. Listen, my people, to the words that God is bringing to us through prophecy. In this pandemic, ask yourself, how have you prospered in a time of turmoil, in a time where people around you are passing away, but yet you still here, you still blessed? Once this is over, things will not be the same. But guess what? You have been through a place where you let different things, you allowed different things from your life. So when you walk into your newness, you no longer have to worry about the oldness. When you walk in, you into a place where you sit and you going straight. And when the Holy Spirit say stop right here, no matter what, no matter how it looks, no matter what has been said, no matter what is done, I'm telling you to be right here. Don't you move until I tell you to, because this is your training camp. How many of you believe that you are in a training zone right now? And if you trusting in yourself, if you're believing in yourself, then you're in a position where you can believe God, you can trust God, and you are in a place where you can move mountains if that's what you choose to do. Because now, God, you have shown God that I'm in a place, Lord, I've died to self. I'm ready to listen to you. I've accepted whatever you have for me, Father God. Now, all I'm going to ask you to do, Lord, is lead me and guide me. And when I turn weary, give me the strength. When I get sad, give me the joy. When unforgiveness comes in my heart, put forgiveness there. When hatred shows its ugly head, Father God, allow me to still love, Lord Jesus. And this is where we need to be on today, saints. We need to be in a place where we believe in ourselves. So when somebody asks you why you believe in God, you're able to tell them. And not only are you able to tell them, you are able to show them. Don't I decree and declare on today, the people of that God, the places where God may have moved you someplace, pay attention to your surroundings, but pay more to what God is doing in your life instead of paying attention to what you feel man is doing. Because at the end of the day, God is in control. Now, if you choose to go the opposite way of what God has for you, that's you walking around that mountain. But I trust, I say this, I decree and declare that I know that this is a season that God has attached you to a vine, that the leaves are growing, they are flourishing, and you are attached to that. And all you need to do, I don't care if you in Norway, I don't care if you in Kingston, Jamaica, Fiji, wherever you at, every time you get on this broadcast, that means that you are attached and God is moving you. He's moving in your life. All you need to do is what? Believe. That's all you need to do. Apostle, do you have any words of conclusion?
God bless. No, I don't have any more words of conclusion. Everything is well said, and I just hope the principles of God, you know, is really get delivered of self, get delivered of different things that is pertaining to yourself, or you can walk into your blessings. One thing about the blessings of God, one of the blessings, and I want people to understand this, and I'm going to do a lot of this in teaching on next week in revival, amen. It's not about so much of things when it's given to you. You know, you're getting some things, you know, money is getting paid to you, or, you know, things are getting taken care of for you. God is stepping in, and he done took care of those some things. You know, that's when I, you know, when I look at blessings, you know, I look at them as tangible blessings. To me, it's tangible blessings to where, you know, he, you know, things just happened for you. It's happened. But the blessings that I really want to talk about, really that I want people to tap into, is the blessings to where when you speak out of your mouth, things begin to happen. Things begin to come forth. You begin to see immediately from the things that you speak out of your mouth. That's a place of honor. That's a place where you not only you are blessed, but you are also respected in the spirit realm. You are respected in different areas. That's the place that I really want people to get at. That's the place that, be honest with you, the devil don't care about your car. He don't care about your house. He don't care about anything. But what he cares about, he don't want your words to have value. He don't want your words to resonate in the heavens. He don't want the things that you speak out of your mouth begin to be released in the atmosphere, and they have to obey. Amen? Other words, they have, the enemy have to back up, the angels in heaven, different things begin to obey and begin to. Because why? Because you are a blessed. When I say blessed, everything come out of your mouth is blessed. Everything that you touch is blessed. Every walk that you have is blessed. Amen? God just honor the things that you say that spoke forth out of your mouth. I want you to tap into that area. I want you to experience that area, my God Almighty, that you ain't stressing, you ain't worried. All you doing is speaking in the atmosphere. You leave it there and you walk away because you know that it might not come today or whatever, but it's going to be here. It's going to be right on time. Amen. Because why? The heavens don't honor the words that I say, but the heavens don't honor people that is self-afflicted, people that is self-righteous. Amen. People that is caught up all into their self. Nobody can tell you nothing. You can't humble. You can't even humble down, amen, to your own responsibility, amen, that God don't place in your life that for you can live, amen. And a lot of people don't even want to humble down to that, want to be rebellious to your own responsibility, amen. We have to get out of that, amen. We have to break that cycle, because if you don't break that cycle, you won't never experience. There's so many people that left this world. But I wonder how many people never experienced the beauty of God, never experienced the full potential of the blessing, never left to live their life to the full potential or the full extent that God has for them, for they could see the different things that they had. I bet you, I believe that it's so many people who say, I wish if I could start it all over again. Amen. You cannot start this all over again. That is it. Once this race goes over for you in your life, it's no other race. Amen. So while you are yet here, amen, ones that passed on, learn something. If you know them, learn something for them, amen, for you can keep going forth in your life and reaching the blessings that God has for you. I want you to reach the blessings to where you speak out of your mouth. Things going to move. Things going to happen. Amen. Things going to it's going to shake it. Amen. The heavens. I want to get a group of people, and we hit that rim, and we begin to teach that rim, because we are operating in that rim, and we begin to see things manifest in that rim. Amen. I want you to show you, my God Almighty, the true essence of covenant blessing. Covenant blessing is deep. Amen. I just been scratching the surface, but I want you blessed, and we're going to dig in more into it, hopefully next week, for you can begin to see the blessings, see the different things that we're talking about, amen. But you got to live a structured life, amen. You got to live a structured life, and this is where I want people to understand that at the end of the day, certain things, yeah, you could do, you could sow certain things and it come back to you. You could give certain things, it'll come back to you. You know, you could put some things in the ground, you're gonna reap some things, gonna come back to you. But when you're dealing with a covenant blessing that I just been scratching the surface on, my God, it's when you speak, my God. Things speak out of your mouth. It happens. It happens. Amen. That's covenant relationship. It's just like men, say me and my wife, for example, me and my wife been on spoke to me and say, honey, I need you to go by the store and pick up some milk. Amen. And next thing you know, before she even said it, say, babe, I pick you up in the spirit. I already had the milk waiting for you at the house. That's covenant. Amen. Before you even speak or when you speak, it was already done. And imagine this. Oh, I'm getting chills all over me now. Imagine this, amen, that before you found out your diagnosis, before you found out something was wrong with you, when you spoke out of your mouth, God been already said, oh, daughter, go back to the doctor. You already taken care of. The healing was already done. Amen. It was already taken care of. Baby, that's that blessing that before you even speak, it was already happened. Amen. Yeah, how many of you been to that place? Amen. My God, I remember my wife wanted something to eat yesterday. My God, she wanted something to eat. She gave me a call. She said, babe, pick me up. Get me one of these and get me one of that. I said, I already got it for you because it was coming out the oven because I already knew that you're going to want it. Amen. Covenant. Amen. When you speak out of your mouth, amen, it's already it's manifest in the thought. It's already manifest in the realm. It was already manifest in the birthing place. In other words, heaven say it's a guarantee that you finna birth this, so let me get it already in the works. Let me get it already. Y'all don't get me here. I know. I don't want to keep y'all on long because I feel you're pulling already. Amen. That's that covenant place. That's the place that where the saints needs to be at. Amen. It's not so much in your cars or your houses and all that money come to me right now and all that kind of stuff. That it's not so much in that, even though the look might look the same, but baby, the way you got it, it was scratch free because even before you even thought about it, it was already done. Amen. On earth as it is, my God, back to you, Evangel. I'm out of here. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. And as Apostle Temple say, we just want to make sure that the word of God is coming forth. And just know on today, just diagnose yourself. Just diagnose yourself and put yourself in a place where you are ready to receive whatever it is that God has for you. We love you as always. We love the fact that you're making God your number one priority, coming and meeting with us at the executive meeting, sitting at the table, breaking bread, and sometimes we even drinking the wine, but we just thank you for being faithful and dedicated to the cause and the assignment that God has right now that's going on. So what I want to do is ask you, knowing that sharing is caring, tell somebody else about it. Invite them into the meeting. Let them know that they can come into a place for an hour where they could just rest and hear what God has for them. And then take it out to share it with somebody else and know that it is coming from pureness and genuineness, and it is all through the Holy Ghost power in Jesus' name. So we leave you all today and letting you know that a difference can be made in your life and that you must believe and believe in self so you can believe in God. We will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and just give God all the glory because he is worthy to be praised. Peace and have a glorious day in the Lord.